It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, honey. It is tea time. The Voice has crowned a big winner.
The winner of The Voice is... Jake Hoot!
Jake Hoot, season 17 champion over on The Voice. He's 31 years old. He is a Tennessee resident, and he is thrilled beating everybody else. This is the third victory for his coach, Kelly Clarkson. So, of course, she was very excited. And The Voice, now they're kind of doing the little switcheroo that they always do. So Gwen Stefani will be leaving The Voice, being replaced by Nick Jonas next season. Woo! Oh, you know, Liv is very excited. Gwenny did hint, though, she will be back. So I think she's just like taking a break that she'll come back, because I'm sure Blake Shelton will want his woman back by his side. Will Baby Yoda be in the new Star Wars movie?
Baby Yoda is not in this movie.
What did you think of Baby Yoda when you first saw Baby Yoda?
Cutest thing in the history of time. Yeah, how do you deny Baby Yoda? You cannot.
Ah, bummer. But Baby Yoda's the cutest thing ever. I think there's going to be lots of Baby Yodas. Actually, they're on back order for the holidays. So if you haven't got one... good luck with that. Moving on to Adam Sandler. He has a new movie coming out. It's called Uncut Gems, and he hired a bunch of non-actors just to have fun. I like his movies. Like, he always just hires his friends, and it seems like an absolute blast. But here's the thing. Back in the day, he got his ear pierced for a role, and he was like, when I had to call my mom, it didn't go over so well.
And then I remember calling home, and my mother answers the phone, and I was like, hey, Ma, it's Adam. What happened? I was like, nothing. Something's wrong. I said, no, nothing's wrong. I just want to tell you, I got a... you got a what? Got a in the left ear. You didn't. I did. I got an earring. Oh! You can't be buried with us. I go, what? Isn't that a tattoo? Is that...
Yes, that would be crazy. My parents, they don't like tattoos or piercings, so it's rough to lay. Even when you're like an adult, if you lay the news on them, they're not very excited typically. And lastly here, Kim Kardashian was on Ellen. She did confirm that one of her kiddos had to be photoshopped into their annual Christmas card.
So North was having a day, so she refused to be in the shoot, and she just was crying because she wanted her specific hairstyle, whatever. The next day, she woke up and was like, Mommy, I really want to do a card. So I said, perfect. I called the photographer, had her come over, and it looks like a beautiful card.
Yes. She's photoshopped into that card?
Absolutely.
She is a miniature Kanye, if I've ever heard of one.
100%. She does not go with the flow. That's hilarious. Hey, when you got to get that perfect card, you do what you got to do. Photoshop a kiddo in, a pet, whatever. We're not judging you, Kim. There you go. That's your tea on Joe and McKinsey.